Welcome back to the Empty Thoughts Podcast, guys. This is Andrew, and I'm joined by my delicate flower husband, Nick. Did you want to say hello?
Hello.
It's been a couple of weeks since we chatted. You know how it goes. We plan to... Sorry, Nick's getting us up here live just so we can...
I know, so randomly, never went live before.
Oh, whatever, try podcast, something.
No, why not? What episode is this?
This is episode 33, I believe, either 33 or 34. We have just passed our 1 year anniversary of the podcast, which is really exciting because, like, you know, honestly, it's been a weird year. Like, I definitely always, well, I've not always wanted to do a podcast, but I've always wanted to do something that tied into, like, I don't know, entertainment and media in some fashion. And for the past couple of years, I've thought of doing a podcast. And then last year, Nick was just like, I got us the mics, like, whatever, let's just do it. And, yeah, so needless, like, that goes without saying, like, it was very just thrown together, and we've been getting our foot in for this entire year, trying to figure out sound and everything in real time. So if you're still listening or you've joined recently, thank you, for either sticking with us or, you know, joining now. But yeah, so in today's episode, we're going to talk about, like, just, like, a bunch of random shit. We want to talk about Dua, we want to talk about Ice Spice and some drama she has going on with her friend, an ex-friend that's also in the industry, new Katy Perry music on the pipeline, what else, the Met Gala was on, what are you doing? I don't want to be on the camera. Yeah, just, like, a lot of stuff to talk about. So if you guys would like to, you know, hear our thoughts on all this shit, let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
Also, you're not hearing this in real time, but you can follow us on TikTok and watch our... you'll get alerts when we're live recording.
We are live.
No, we're live now, yeah. But I mean, like, just, like, for the future. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, let's enhance ourselves so no one calls us ugly.
What? Oh, yeah.
I look good. Okay, we're getting into it, guys. All right, guys. Yeah, so since we last spoke, Dua Lipa released a record, and we've had about a week to sit with that. I really enjoy it. It's called Radical Optimism. We're all about the positivity and being optimistic because... our luck has changed over the past couple of years, and I think it's, like, honestly, like, just due to our mindset and some just, like, personal health choices. Oh, people are joining. Hi. Hi, guys. Are these, like, followers of yours?
I don't know. It could be. I think it pops up on
screen. So we're live on TikTok, guys, as mentioned before. It might be a little bit distracting for me, so I'm not going to watch. But yeah, Dua Lipa kind of just released a new album. Do you want to just take this while I bring up her stats?
Yeah, I don't think I've listened to much of it. Like, I've heard bits and pieces of it, like, just from you playing it, and then I don't even know what night that was, like, in the last week that she did, like, that pop-up or surprise, like, performance in New York Times Square. Which was super cool, but I don't know.
Wait, can you vape on live? I feel like you can't.
I don't know. Yeah, that was super cool that she did that, and that, how many people showed up to that?
Thousands.
I think it was like 100,000.
But to be fair, Times Square is like is pretty busy to begin with.
Right.
So were the 100,000 people already there? Or yeah. did they come like specifically for Dua?
You know what I mean? Well, I mean, like, a lot of them were probably already there. I mean, anyone, well, you don't even have to go to New York City to know that city never sleeps. So without a doubt, there was a lot of people there. And then, of course, she did announce it eventually on her
ex. It was a surprise.
Yeah. And I'm sure more people came out, but... what a cool way to, like, promote her album, really, like, because I think that's really what it was. or the reason, that was the reason behind it. So what a cool way to do it.
Like, yep. I loved that performance.
Especially someone like of that kind of fame, like just get on a semi-truck flatbed and perform. Like, you don't see that very often.
No. It was definitely a cool promotion, and I think that it was a necessary promotion because I kind of like watched in real time as her sales just kept on like increasing by like 10,000 every day. So like the predictions were like starting at like, oh, she's gonna debut within the top 10 at with like 40,000 sold. And anyways, it just kept on updating. Anyway, she's debuting in the US highest peak, I believe, number two, highest peak of her career. She's coming in at number two around 80 to 85,000 units sold, which I think is really good. This live restricted for some audiences. Oh, I knew it. Okay, we won't use my THC vape on the live. Thank you, TikTok. That was not nicotine. Fucking weirdos. Yeah, apparently we can't vape on live. Okay, note it. So where was it? Oh yeah, so it debuted like around like 80 to 85,000 sales in the first week here in North America, in the States. We're located in Canada. I'm not really sure what the numbers were. Swipe to close. I'm searching for some audiences. Like, it takes things at me.
Oh. We're good.
Interesting. Okay, well, note it for future. Like, we're new to the live TikTok. Right. Like, give us some...
You live and learn.
Yeah, so... And also over in the UK, where she's, you know, like, a lot more popular. I believe that's where she was raised and whatnot. It debuted at number one. I think, like, one of the highest sales weeks from an album, like, so far this year.
Right.
Yeah, and then she also did, like, really well over in, like, France and stuff, so... there's been a lot of, like, speculation that... Not even speculation, just, like, a lot of shit talk on the internet. People are saying, like, oh, Dua's flopping. Like, this rollout's so messy. And her management, like, needs to be changed. Because people are like, oh, her dad's not doing... Because her dad is her new manager. There seem to be, like, a really tight-knit family.
Right.
I find it interesting that she didn't start out in the business with him as her manager. She chose to bring him on as her manager... before her third album, so I feel like it could be good, because they, I don't know, I just feel like it could be a good scenario. Like, they didn't, I don't know. Anyway, so people were kind of like blaming like the management and whatnot, but if you look at like her streams and stuff, like Training Season just has been up for like what, 2 months, and it's already reached over 200 million streams. Houdini's massive. Like, I just think that internet hate, I've been saying this to you, Nick, a lot recently, internet hate is not real. Like, if you look at what the kids or whatever they are on Twitter, X, say, like, it's not factual, usually.
No.
Like, it doesn't translate, so I think that's interesting to see for sure. And so, yeah, good for you, Dua. Like, if you happen to hear our little podcast, we're rooting for you. So my top tracks from the record Radical Optimism... I put a star between my favorites, so this is not in particular order. Maybe I should have did like a ranking, but I'll do a ranking. I'll do my top five. No, I'll just do the top 11. Okay, so coming at number one for me is Falling Forever, second being Maria, three Houdini, four Training Season, five Happy For You.
Hello, Christina.
Oh, it's Christina. Six, Illusion, seven, French Exit. Guys, I got distracted, but anyways, that's basically my ranking. A baby girl of ours joined TikTok Live.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for the gifts. Thank you for the gifts.
Oh, looking at our first gift.
Thanks for the gifts. Sorry about that. I got a little bit excited and pushed play on a Dua song in Apple Music, and it kind of just cut out our recording. So we don't really have like a whole lot of structure to this episode. It's just going to be a list of like kind of like rambling.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hand off the mic to Nick, and he's going to just kind of bring you up to speed on like what we've been up to. And maybe then we'll dive into the Ice Spice drama and talk about the Met Gala and the new Charlie X. There's a lot to talk about, but I want to kind of get like some of our personal, like just like what we've been doing this week and stuff out of the way first.
Yeah, the Met Gala. Well,
Christina, we got banned for
one of the. Well, I mean, come on. I think I would hope a lot of us could say our favorite or best dress was Nicki Minaj. I don't think a lot of us even expected that she was going to really show up there, but she definitely did. And she
we're not
going to
turn back Elliot.
Well, I thought we were.
No, you're going to tell them like about your week and how you've
been. Oh, our week? Our week's been good. Living our normal life outside of the social media world, sort of. Just our week of working our day jobs. But yeah, weather's nice here. Spring has sprung. I think it's here to stay. Yeah.
Okay, so my question is for people that are listening. So my week's been okay. There's been like a lot of noise in our apartment due to renovations and stuff, so that's been hell. That's actually the reason why we did not record this week, because it's just been fucking so loud here.
I mean, all you would have heard was would have been drilling and
Nick farting,
dog barking due to anxiety. So it just wouldn't have been ideal. Unless you like listening to the podcast, it's just a bunch of drilling. I mean, that could be some white noise for some people.
So, like, we don't know what exactly they were drilling, but it felt like they were drilling. So they were underneath us. We live in, like, a townhouse-style apartment. They were underneath us, and it felt like they were drilling into our, like, feet. So I'm not entirely sure what was going on there. But, so, like, it's been, like, a... I actually don't fart like that. It's, like, just don't...
Oh.
Okay.
Apparently he doesn't fart.
I said like that. Like, publicly. I would never do so publicly. Anyway, so, like, that's not what this podcast is about. We don't talk about that on this podcast. That's disgusting.
Oh.
It's fucking disgusting. You're going to get us banned from Spotify and TikTok.
Banned for farting.
Yeah, well, talking about it, flatulence is what it's called, and it's a sin.
Flatulence.
It's a sin. It's one of the sins that God... It's in the Bible, anyways.
So, do you guys like my glasses?
Tap the screen. Thank you for the gifts. It's been a week. We're hoping just for some positive... some positive changes coming our way. Anyways,
always turns positive. All negatives always turn positive for Andrew and I. Usually,
I'm walking around like there's like a boom mic because we're down to one mic. We have to go to Amy's and grab our other mics so that we're able to kind of. We do have mini mics, but the sound quality is just so much better on these like mics that we actually invested in. Makes more sense for us to use them.
Well. When I think of podcasts, I think of, like, these big mics. Like, eventually I want a mic where we can have, like, that box around it, like, with our podcast logo on it. Like, real official. But we're not there yet.
But if you
keep sending gifts and start...
Subscribing.
...in our lives,
go. We will be able to
move up in the podcasting world.
Yeah. I mean, there's a ton of ways to support the podcast without actually spending money. You can share it on your social media. You can refer us to a friend. There's just so many ways that you could help us out without spending money, but also we do have financial... Oh, look, more gifts. Thank you for the gifts.
Christina thinks we are running at Alicia.
We are. So there's a few other ways that you can, if you want to, drop your card down and, you know, spend some coins. We have a monthly subscription. For a while there, we were releasing exclusive episodes just to the subscribers, but we only had one fucking subscriber, so it was not worth, like, one paid subscriber, so it was just never worth, it's just really hard to even make time to do one episode most weeks, so, like, to do a second one for one person to listen to, it just, and they probably wouldn't even listen anyways, because who has time? It just didn't make sense for us, but if we were to have, like, some paid subscribers, we'd bring in some, incentives like that, of course. Right. And you might even get a shout out on the podcast. And who doesn't want that? We have dozens of subscribers across all platforms.
Dozens.
So, you know what I mean? Like, we definitely have, like, a voice and a platform, and we're trying to use it properly.
That's right.
Yeah, so kind of moving...
With that being said, we have surpassed our 1 year of podcasting.
Yeah, I mentioned that, and I want to talk more about that. So, thank you, literally anybody that still is here, because I've watched our subscriber count honestly kind of, like, go up a bit recently, which it was stalling for a while.
Yeah.
And I kind of got tired of, like, okay, let's just put it this way. I've got 650 motherfucking friends on Facebook. Where are all of these bitches when I'm on there sharing my podcast? Where the fuck are y'all? But you know what? You're there when I'm, like, when I post a status about my life being shit. My life shit. You guys are all on that. Subscribe and liking, sharing. Oh, hun, how can we help? Hun, subscribe to the fucking podcast. That's how you can help. But, like, I just don't get it. Like, I mean, I don't get it. Like, I don't. Like, when my friends send me, like, a page to like, I do it. And yeah. If I don't, like, want to see the notifications or something, I turn off the notifications. Like, it's just so odd that, like, I don't know. It's just, like, I surely know more people personally, like, that I, like, respect and stuff and, like, know on a personal level more so than, like, subscribe to my podcast. And, like, I've been shoving it down their throats for over a year, so a little bit salty about that. So thank you to the people in fucking Sweden and Germany and the UK. You guys are the real MVPs for subscribing to this podcast and listening, because I don't know. I guess, like, we're just...
We do have a couple subscribers from a local community here in town who are very amazing local businesswomen who listen to our podcast pretty faithfully. I didn't even realize they did until, like, I think Andrew said this past week. And so thank you to them. And yeah, thank you to anyone
around this world. We have...
Apparently, we have listeners from all corners of the globe.
No, we do. And I'll pull it up here in a sec. But Christina, thank you. You have been a subscriber since day one. You've offered to come onto the podcast. And, you know, you were there when I had no one to, like, bounce things off of and stuff. And, like, I was, like, really just, like, awkward and trying to get this thing started. So, yeah, you're definitely one of the people that we appreciate for sticking around for the past year. Because it's not... Some of the episodes have been really shitty. And I understand that. Like, I've listened back to an episode after, like, a week. And I'm like, why did I only get, like, 2 listens?
Right.
And I'm like, wait, there's no fucking audio. So, like, I've definitely learned to, like, check the mic.
Yeah.
And things like that. So, like, yeah.
Hashtag sound check.
Hashtag full recline at the Cineplex.
That, too. Yeah. And, I mean, honestly, like, I'm the type of person, too, sometimes, like, with stuff like this, I need to be in the mood. But, like, there's been times where Andrew made me podcast and I'm not in the mood. And I...
Aw, look at the flipped
right shows. Into the mood right away. And, like, honestly, like, for Andrew really and I as a couple, it's been super good for us because it forces us to talk to each other.
Yeah, we chat.
Rather than mope around in the social media world and...
Instead of, like, laying around fingering each other all day.
The other person's talking to you and...
So well, you're bad for that. I've actually, if you go over to my TikTok, you'll see that, like, I can literally be twerking in the same room as this motherfucker, and he doesn't even know I'm there. So, speak for yourself. But, you know, for sure, I love this, and, like, I've been, excuse me, I don't know why, I just felt like at first, like, I would do it by myself, and then, like, I was like, wait, like, Amy and I have, like, similar views, but also, like, contrasting to the point where, like, it's, like, you're getting two different perspectives if both of us are on here. And it just never occurred to me to do it with you. Like, I just felt like you wouldn't want to talk on here, but, like,
I honestly have always wanted to try podcasting, but, like, you know, anyone that knows me, I have ADHD. Getting motivation is a, you know, something that can be hard with that. But I'm glad we've gotten into it because it has been good. It's been good for us. It's been good for me. Because I do like to talk.
It's okay. I'm seeing how much longer it's for. Thank you.
So yeah. No, it's been great. I love it. I just hope that maybe we'll become maybe a network, a podcasting network will sign us or something.
Yeah. Spotify, come through. Also, we're going to be taking a break here in like I know we take breaks all the time, but anyways, like between now and probably our next episode, we're going to be recording on like a new platform. Spotify decided that like this good thing we got going with the Spotify for Podcasters app was too user-friendly. It was too good for people. Excuse me. So they got to take it away and replace it with something that's honestly, in my opinion, 10 times harder to fucking to use. It's called Riverside or something, the app. Anyways, I've been trying to mess with it here and there, but like it records you like a video and stuff. Like I'm just not really wanting, like, okay, I'm not wanting to be on the camera filmed for the internet right now. I'm on a health journey. I'm trying to lose 60 pounds and I'm actively like dieting and trying to. So like, it's not just something that like I'm hoping for, like it's something that's in the works. I don't want to be on camera till then. And when I come on camera, you bitches better fucking be ready because it's over for you.
Yeah.
Start packing your fucking bags because your days are numbered. Like about 11 months or so until I get to my goal. And then you guys are all just, you're done. There's nothing left for you to do.
You're done.
Over for you.
Over.
And honestly, like my goal is to, like maybe even next year get invited to the Met.
Well, can you imagine?
I feel like I might.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I have like an Ozempic like physique, they'll be like, oh my god, like who designed your body? And I'll be like, actually. And like, I don't know, it's just gonna be incredible. But speaking of like, that's obviously a joke. I'm not gonna, you know, to all of that was pretty much a joke. But on that, I saw Khloe Kardashian, and I don't even want to waste too much time speaking about the Kardashians, but we kind of have to because this week's been interesting for them. Khloe Kardashian was like in some sort of, she did some cover story for a magazine this past week, and she's down to 120 pounds, and she was talking about how she was so scared she'd be fat again after True because she gained weight while she was pregnant, which is like, I think, normal to gain weight while you're pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is actually like really fucking sad that like she's that obsessed with, I don't know, it struck me as really sad. And I'm like, Khloe's 120 pounds? Like, it's just wild to me because like she's like a stocky, and I say that with like, what's the right word for this? Like, she is like, like, she is a woman. You know what I mean? Like, she ain't no little gal. Like, it's just kind of weirded me out that she's 120 pounds. And, like, that I just, like, wonder what she's doing.
Hey, Kathy Ireland. Hello. I think Jessica Fletcher.
She would have given us some gifts.
Welcome.
So the Met Gala, guys, we're going to just continue from the Kardashian, or start with the Kardashians here because we were talking about Khloe. Kim caused quite a stir with her outfit because she decided to wear a corset that cinched her waist beyond recognition.
She wore something like that last year, did she not? Like, how's that good for her body?
It's not good for her body. So it was a few years back that she wore like that like Mugler outfit.
Yeah.
Like that wet look, which I thought was okay. Like, I mean, like the whole wet look was interesting, but like the waist was just like, ugh. And then, sorry, this is just like, who's that?
Tracy.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Yeah, so like cinched her waist like beyond recognition, and it was like, I don't know. And everyone was like, oh my God, like she can't even breathe. She can't even like speak. And so I was watching. She looked like she was drooling to me. Like, so it was so hard for her to function like a normal person because she could physically not breathe that it looked like she was like stopping drool from coming out of her bottom lip, from her bottom lip is what it looked like to me a lot. Either that or she was wearing a grill or something. But
yeah.
So Kim was, she's always being talked about recently for like all the fucking wrong reasons. Like, the night before, she attended the roast of Tom Brady.
Thanks for the roast, Jessica.
Thanks for the gifts. Jessica? Who's that?
It's Jessica Fletcher.
Oh, okay. I'm going to let you do your thing over here because I keep on getting distracted. So the Met Gala, she did the roast of Tom Brady the night before. And literally, she stood up there at the podium, and she got booed by the entire fucking crowd.
Isn't that the part they said that they cut out, and apparently they're saying that she told them to cut it out or whatever?
It was probably Kris Jenner.
Yeah, I think she's very desperate. Like, I think she's very jealous of, like, Taylor Swift or something, and that she's, like, desperate and wants a football player now. It's like...
Well, she was with Odell Beckham Jr. for 7 months. Or, yeah. 7 months? Yeah, 7 weeks, 7 months. I don't know.
But I'm sorry. In my eyes, best dress was Nicki Minaj, and that's not because, like... A few weeks prior, we saw her and we're under the same roof as her. I really did like, I mean, I don't think anyone even expected her to show up. Like, when people started hollering when she showed up, I thought maybe Taylor Swift had entered the vicinity, but
no, it was the queen.
It wasn't, and honestly,
it was the queen.
And another one I really liked, honestly, Pamela Anderson. She looked so, and her for Pamela Anderson for a different reason. She looked very elegant.
Yeah, Pamela Anderson's like going like with this whole nude look recently, and you know what, girl, the first time you did it, amazing, but now, like, why is it news? Like, she's not doing any makeup that, wherever,
like,
she goes.
She's not, like, you know how she used to be, like,
little slut,
right? And now she's not about that anymore, and she's like doesn't really do much of the makeup anymore. Like, she looked very elegant. Like, I really, yeah.
My best dressed for female was Emma Chamberlain. I thought she looked fucking incredible, and I just love her so much.
She always does, eh?
Yep. So Emma Chamberlain was my favorite female dressed male Bad Bunny. He was the only one that actually did something with his look. Everyone else just showed up in a basic ass suit, and everyone looked the same, but Bad Bunny, there's something about him.
Yeah.
That just, and he was one of the first to arrive too, so he really set the bar, and no other male came in there and matched it besides La Roach. And I could be wrong about his pronouns, so I'm going to use they, them pronouns for Law. But, oh, sweet. But Law is a very well-respected stylist in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And he works really closely with Zendaya, so he was there with Zendaya. And while she was on the carpet, he was serving. Like, I said this to Amy, I was like, honestly, I don't even remember Zendaya's look because Law was serving such cunt. Like, his face card was so intense that, like, I just was mesmerized by Law, and I completely missed Zendaya's look, so I had to go back on the internet and, like, see what she was wearing. Like, it's like, that's the only other person besides Bad Bunny that, like, even came close to, like, commanding, like, the space in terms of men, for me at least.
And don't ask me her name, I can't remember her name, but, like, obviously, anything like the Met Gala, there's some weird ass fashion. But, like, what's with that person with that dress made out of sand?
I knew I was hoping you'd bring that up. Okay, that's Tyla.
Yeah, and they had to literally carry her up the stairs. And
I loved.
Like, that was just, to me, weird. And
well, that's the Met. Like,
well, I know. And then
I don't think it was so much on theme. Right. But I don't think many people were. The theme was really confusing this year.
Well, and that's, I think, why Nicki Minaj got so much praise or whatever you want to call it. Because, like, she was essentially, like, on point with the theme. Like,
oh, well, one thing about Nicki, like, she can, yeah. She's camp. She embodies camp. She embodies just, she loves a theme. It's, you know what I mean? So I'm not surprised there. I need to take a drink because my throat is getting hoarse.
Andrew needs to wet his whistle. Look at the cat back there. And what I find funny too is, like, some of these dresses, some of them wear, like, where the bottom of it, like, and the train and whatever you want to call it, like, is legit, like, takes up the whole carpet. Like, it's like, my God, like, I don't know. It's just crazy. I mean, but that's obviously, like Andrew said, that's the Met. Like, you're going to see some weird ass fashion. But yeah, I mean, it was good. I mean, I like, there was a lot of good outfits.
Yeah.
A lot of good fashion. You're right, the men. But I think that's most years, the men all just, they all wear the same thing or all wear a white tux or whatever. But yeah.
Tracy, what are you talking about cake? Also, for those of you that are watching our live right now, I think there's two of you still here. We're restricted because I
hit the THC vape.
And you can't do that on live, apparently. We're learning. So share the shit because we're restricted. So Tyla, I loved her look. I thought it was just like, I don't even, it was just different. I loved it. I don't know. Like, I just really liked it. But the competition wasn't really competition in this year. Like, I don't know. So, Emma Chamberlain killed it. But, you know, so I think moving on from the Met Gala.
Tracy said, did you watch what Haley said? It's all over TikTok.
Haley who?
Please elaborate, Tracy.
If it's the Haley Bieber, we don't know her. Like, if she... I have trouble believing that she even needs cake at home, so...
Well, she'd probably be eating lots of cake now because she's feeding, too.
No, she's probably not. She's probably starving that damn baby. Who the fuck's Haley Bailey? Oh, Halle Bailey. Halle Bailey. Like, the Little Mermaid?
Right.
No, I didn't see that. Do you want to bring it up on TikTok? I guess we'll look at that super quick.
Yeah, we'll bring it up.
She,
or I won't be able to, I don't know. Because if I don't...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here, we'll watch it after.
We'll watch it after.
So I guess no one's eating cake at the Met Gala, but I'm not surprised because, like, most of the people were in corsets so tight they couldn't breathe or walk by themselves. So, I mean, can they even...
They wouldn't even be able to swallow it.
Yeah, could they actually... Like, is there room in the stomach for cake with a corset that tight? Like, that tight?
With a corset so tight you can put your fingers around, like, your hand or... Like, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Four finger. Nick's like, I'm a four finger kind of gal.
Watch us get, like, restricted for me wording it.
Yeah, restricted for four finger. We better not, because sometimes I scroll through TikTok and there's like bulge and stuff.
Judging by the shit you see on TikTok, including other TikTok lives, like...
Show the kitty.
What are y'all banning?
The one on the floor.
Restricting us.
Look at her.
Oh, I know. Look at them.
No, the one on the floor.
Oh. Look, it's so silly.
Oh, yeah.
I love her. I don't look, Murphy's baby's over there. Where is Murphy? He must have went upstairs.
He probably went upstairs.
Yeah, so moving on from the Met Gala, I think Emma Chamberlain's a good segue into this. We have a lot of new music released this week. Charlie XCX released a new song called 360. With that came an expensive production of a video. She had all of, like, the, what you would call, quote-unquote, hot e-girls of the moment in the video. So, like, there was, like, Julia Fox, and some others. I don't know. Julia Fox is really the only one I know out of that group. And then Emma Chamberlain made an appearance, which I was just like, honestly, like, I was like, Emma, like, she's fucking killing it right now. And I know that she's, like, really trying to break out of, like, that image that she created for herself on like YouTube, like, where people, like, didn't really see her as, like, a woman. They saw her as, like, you know, like, a girl that'd be burping and wearing, like, tomboy clothes. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, I think she's trying to, like, feminize herself more and stuff. And I think that was a really great way to do it.
Right.
That and, like, just, like, slaying, like, all the fashion events that she does, like, just all of the time. She's always going to, like, these events. And
yeah.
She's, like, taking risks with fashion and stuff. And, like, in her new YouTube video, she's shaking her ass and her little panty and her little bra. And, like, she's just breaking from that image. And she's doing it in, like, such, like, a graceful way, if you will. Like, she didn't just, like, post her vagina on the internet, like, say, Miley might have back in 2013, which is also, you know, that's her journey. At the time, I was like, yeah, slay, vagina, slay.
Right.
But also, like, it's cool if you don't take that route, too.
Yeah.
My favorite song of the week is actually a tie. I really am fucking with the new song by Megan Thee Stallion. She samples Gwen Stefani. Actually, it's like, tick-tock. Like, it's just such a good song. It's such a good song. Like, she's talking about TikTok hits, and she's saying, like, bitch, like, TikTok, your time is fucking up.
Right.
Like, it's just so good. The beat's so good. She goes so fucking hard on it. But that song is tied with the new track by Camila Cabello, Beach from Lil Nas X, because, like, the instrumental, oh my god, it just, like, scratches my brain in this way that, like, it's just, like, I don't even know. Like, it's so incredible.
Tap that screen, guys.
Life.
Why are you guys not tapping? We only have two people watching.
Yeah, fuck, there's more happening.
They better be, the fucking haters. So Charlie's song and video was really good. Did anyone else release a video? Oh my god, yes. Megan released a video for the song that I just mentioned. Did I forget the name of it? Oh, Boa is the name.
Yeah.
Such a good video. Yeah. Such a production. And, like, when I was finished watching it, I had to watch it again because I was like, whoa, like, this is so good.
Right.
And I messaged Amy and I was like, girl, like, can we talk about, like, how Megan is an independent artist and she is putting out quality work, quality videos. Like, it just goes to show that, like, you don't need a fucking label. And if anything, the labels that she was signed to prior to this really held her back because her work since being independent has been just insane.
Right.
So Boa and Camila Cabello's tracks are tied for me. Really like the new song by Charlie, but
right.
Not like it's that's not gonna be like my top track from the album. I can already feel it, but you'll never stop talking. So, hi guys.
That's actually usually me that never stops talking.
I'm on the TikTok.
There should be more viewers coming because I keep sharing it.
Guys, I lost 4.7 pounds. Can you tell? Thanks for the gifts. Thanks for the gifts. Tap that screen. What's that thing that people do? Like, ooh. And like cry or whatever. I'm gonna start doing that. I'm gonna figure out how to.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't even know what I was talking about. Sorry guys, there's like a TikTok thing going on over here and I'm very easily distracted. I saw my beautiful, tight little body on the screen and I was like, oh my God, like who is that? And then I realized it was me.
I think it's so great that we can go live now on TikTok. Like, I thought you had to have a certain amount of followers or whatever, and it was like...
Thank you for the gifts.
It was right before we went to Nicki Minaj, and I realized I can go live now, and I don't know how long it's been like that for.
Yeah. No, and he was like, I don't know how I did that, and I looked on his profile. I was like, bitch, you followed 10,000 people.
I don't know. I just follow everyone.
That would drive me fucking insane.
I can't anymore because... some platforms it was like a max, but and then like yeah, I have a lot of followers on X or Twitter.
Is that your coffee?
Yeah.
Yum yum. Oh yeah, I forgot to have a coffee too. I should probably sip on that so that I don't have a hoarse voice. Okay, so people on TikTok, can you share this live because we're restricted because I was hitting the vape and yeah. They restricted us. Oh shit, I left the bathroom door open so the cat's gonna go take a poop and ruin our life right now. That's great. But yeah, so as I was saying, like 360 by Charlie, and I know guys, like this is, I got so off topic and I do that a lot, but 360 by Charlie XCX isn't my favorite track that she's released from the album so far. So we've heard four tracks and a remix. So I'll do a quick ranking of my faves there. So coming out number one is Back to Back. Two is the Von Dutch remix with Addison Rae and A.G. Cook. Three, the original Von Dutch song. Four, Club Classics. And then five, 360. So it's so far, like they're great. They're all good songs, but it's just not the best one I've heard so far.
Sorry, y'all, I need to shave. And do y'all like
his cooter? Nick needs to shave his cooter. He's not talking about his face. He's talking about his cooter. And after he shaves it, he wants you to eat it.
Y'all are gonna
sorry, I'm gonna get us like banned probably. Can you talk about eating cooter on TikTok Live? Does anyone know?
Well, I feel like most people probably don't even know what it is.
A cooter? It's pussy. Like vagina. The thing between a front bum. Like it looks like a bum, but like on the front of a woman. Right. Front bum.
Oh my God.
What?
You calling it a front bum.
It is a front bum.
Oh my God.
It is.
Andrew.
It looks like a second bum, but it's actually not. It's a vagina. Or a clam. There's a lot of names for them, actually.
Guys.
That's why I made a podcast, because, like,
that's
no.
Why we love him.
Am I loved though? Because like, yeah. No matter where I go, I feel like I get like a lot of dirty looks. And like even today, I stopped at the fucking store, the Schulten's, to grab a Red Bull and dog food. And the cashiers were like, I got the vibe they were talking shit about me. So I gave them like really dirty looks.
Because they're jealous.
Yeah, I was like, really? Like, talk shit about me. Like, I look good. And I didn't look good. I looked like shit. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to what's coming down the pipeline for music this month still. I don't know. I know that we got Camila. Oh, I'm not so much for this month, but next month we have like a new Normani album coming out. We got the Camila Cabello album coming out. She's actually selling signed copies of her CD on the website right now, and I would really like to get one.
Right.
So keep on sending gifts on TikTok and subscribe to the podcast and send money to my bank account so I can do so.
Right.
What else do I want to talk about? I feel like there's just like, have we seen any movies? I don't think so.
No, I don't even think have we been to a movie since being back from our little...
We went to Abigail.
Yeah, that was okay. I mean, I'm not a huge horror fan, but It was not a bad movie. Like,
I loved it. Yeah. Yeah, it was like more like a horror comedy, which I fuck with.
Oh, speaking of movies, y'all need to go watch the new trailer out for the new Twisters movie, like the Twister remake.
It was cheap.
Obviously, we're gonna go see it no matter what, but.
Well, probably.
I wonder if the actors in the movie actually acted and if that whole thing was AI generated because it's not too well.
Nick has some very interesting commentaries on movies. Okay, but so we watched a movie called Jurassic Park Dominion last year. And like a very big budget movie, like great special effects. And Nick goes, you can obviously tell that these dinosaurs are made out of cloth. And I was like, what? Cloth?
I don't know what I was saying.
Like, what do you fucking mean cloth? Oh, fuck. So, like, his commentary on shit is very interesting.
Jessica needs to know what you think of JoJo's rebrand. If you guys haven't already touched
on it. We've definitely touched on JoJo's Siwa's rebrand. We'll correct that to her failed rebrand because she really went for... She was trying to go for, like, a mature theme, but also keeping it Disney or Nickelodeon.
Right.
And it's like, girl, you can't have both. And also, all she did that was quote-unquote bad was eat some pussy. Honey, you're not the first one to eat some pussy. And also, it's illegal now to eat some pussy. So, like, you're not even a bad girl. So I think she needs to go back to the drawing board. Maybe find an identity outside of her lesbianism because, like, that is not... She's more than just a lesbian. And, Murphy, what are you doing, babe? What's he wearing?
I don't know what has gotten into JoJo Siwa.
I think what got into her is that she's not all there.
No.
She's not all there. Just, like, a month ago, I saw a clip from a fucking... All this shit is against my will. I don't want to see JoJo Siwa. But she's everywhere.
Yeah.
And, like, for all the wrong reasons. She was on some podcast or something saying, hi, baby. She was saying, like, I want to have 3 children soon. I'm going to name them Freddy, Eddie, and Teddy.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, girl, like, what in the child exploitation are you trying to do here? So she went from wanting to birth some kids 1 week to grinding, eating some pussy while dressed as a sea serpent the next week.
Oh, I know.
And with a song that she didn't even write. It's a 12-year-old song written by a straight female.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, girl, like, so she, like, it's just, it's all embarrassing. And I love that, like, she kind of disappeared after it backfired because, like, she's going to need to, I'm going to end it on this note, the JoJo Siwa topic. She does not represent the gay community. We do not want her to represent us. And she can take her dyke vagina ass back to Dance Moms or whatever she's from.
Yeah.
And, like, sorry, guys, like, I'm gay, but, I'll tell you right now, lesbians are fucking shady. They are. I don't know if I've ever met a lesbian that's not shady as fuck, so. And the butch ones that are like, yeah, mommy, and, like, sit back in their, like, so far in their seats in their car that you can't even see over the steering wheel. Those are the worst type. Stay away from them. Like, seriously, I do not fuck with a lesbian. Like, and it's not even because they be lesbian, it's because they're shady right. as hell.
Yeah, I know.
Like, so, yeah. I do have a few of... What?
He's a little Murphy, man.
Ah, oh, the honey.
Look at him.
He's like, who's sucking on me? He's shedding bad.
Oh, is he ever.
Like, holy moly, I gotta take the brush to him.
He only doesn't shed for a few weeks, and then I don't know. It's never ending. And I don't know what's going on upstairs, because it's the weekend, and they ain't working, so the cats are up to something.
The cats are, and they're just, like, fucking, like, freaking. Hey, baby boy, I have to go to work. Thanks for the last... Fuck you for going to work. And
how dare you make a living.
Yeah, really, fuck you. You're like, go make money to give us more gifts. How about that?
Yes. And while at work and driving around, shout out the window to watch the podcast.
Empty Thoughts Podcast.
Empty Thoughts Podcast. If you shout out and these people are gonna go and watch it and not send gifts, then tell them to take a hike.
Yeah. So I think we're going to take a quick break here on the pod so I can take a drink and we can recollect our thoughts and we'll come back and finish it off with some of the things that we wanted to discuss, but we keep forgetting to touch on because we're scatterbrains. So,
yeah. Sit but tight. You know what? This has been an interesting episode because we've never really tried the TikTok live thing.
I know for sure. So we'll be right back.
I had to spend money to send them, so y'all better make some. Period. Oh my god. I feel bad when people do that, but...
Don't ever feel bad.
It means they like... enjoying the entertainment being provided to them, so I guess I could look at it that way.
Thank you for the gifts, thank you for the gifts. Yeah. So, we did have, like, kind of, like, more of a structured list of things to follow for this episode, but then we got on the live, and it's been a free-flowing thought type of day. Mm-hmm. So if... It's been incoherent. That's to be expected at this point. But before we go, what are some things that we can look forward to for the next episode? What music is... Oh, shit. No. Before we go, I need to talk about this Ice Spice drama. Fuck. Because I'm going to kick myself in the ass later if I don't at least touch on it. So Ice Spice. She is an industry plant if I've ever seen one. But she has made some enemies along the way, which is, you know, not uncommon for... just people coming up. You have to burn some bridges, and you don't usually get to a place like that of success without doing some shady shit, which I've said a million times on this podcast. So she has this friend, her name is Baby Storm, or should I say a previous friend, and this Baby Storm chick, who is also a musician in the industry who I'd never heard of prior to this, is just exposing her all over the place. Like, there's TikToks, or not TikToks, there's like Snapchats or screenshots or whatever of conversations between Ice Spice and this Baby Storm, like talking mad shit about Nicki Minaj and just like a bunch of shady shit. So yeah, I think it's interesting. If you're listen, take it all with a grain of salt, but it's entertainment.
Yeah.
So if you're into that messy entertainment, let me see, I just got a text. Anyway, so you can follow her on X or Twitter. I always want to call it Twitter because X to me sounds like really strange.
I know. I still call it Twitter.
Twitter. So you can follow her on X, Twitter, whatever. It's at Baby Storm, BabyStorme underscore at the end there. You can kind of just go through it and do with it what you will. At the very least, it's something to help pass some time, so...
Yeah,
but anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in. We don't really know what's going to happen this month in terms of entertainment, so we'll kind of just come in next week with, hopefully, just some life shit to talk about.
There's always stuff to talk about or story to tell that will occupy 20 or 30 minutes.
Yeah. Maybe Taylor Swift will like surprise drop an album or something, and we'll have us chat about there.
Still has some Taylor's versions left to come out. I want them all, but I can't wait for her to release her Taylor's version of Debut, because I've been a Swiftie since that album. I mean, so yeah.
But yeah, there's always something to talk about.
Yep, totally.
Hence the name, The Empty Thoughts Podcast.
Yep, so enjoy this short and strange episode, guys. Taylor Swift's on tour, so we'll be watching her lives as per usual. And have lots to talk about there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys, thanks. Make sure you subscribe, share with your friends, rate us 5 stars wherever you listen, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, whatever. And follow us on TikTok and all of those fun things, too. Bye.
Bye.